Welcome to the Bee Hoo Poo broadcast.
Intermarriage with Pagan. Now when these things were done, the princess came to me, saying, "The people of Israel and priests and the Levites have not separated themselves from the people of the land, doing according to their abominations, even of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Perizzites, the Jebusite, the Amorite, the Moabites, the Egyptians, and the Amorite. For they have taken their daughters for themselves and for their sons, that the holy seed have mingled themselves with the people of those lands. Yes, the hand of the princes and the rulers have been uppermost in this violation." And when I heard this thing, I rent my garment and my mantle, and I plucked off the hair of my head and my beard, and sat down astonished. Then were assembled unto me every one that trembled at the word of the God of Israel, because of the transgressions of those that had been carried away. And I sat astonished until the evening sacrifice. And at the evening sacrifice I rose up from my heaviness, and having rent my garment and my mantle, I fell upon my knees, and I spread out my hands unto the Lord my God. And I said, "O my God, I am ashamed and blush to lift up my face unto the Lord my God. For our iniquities are increased over our head, and our trespasses is grown up unto the heavens. Since the days of our fathers we have been in great trespass until this day, and our iniquities have we, our kings and our priests, been delivered into the hand of the kings of the lands. To the sword, to captivity, and to the spoil, and to confusion of face, as it is this day. And now for a little space, grace has been shown from the Lord our God, to leave us a remnant to escape, and to give us a nail in this holy place, that our God may lighten our eyes, and give us a little reviving in our bondage. For we were bondmen, yet our God hath not forsaken us in our bondage, but has extended mercy unto us in the sight of the kings of Persia, to give us a reviving, to set up the house of our God, and to repair the desolation thereof, and to give us a wall in Judah and in Jerusalem. And now, our God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandment, which you have commanded by your servant, the prophets, saying, the land to which you go to possess, it is an unclean land with the filthiness of the people of the land, with their abominations which have filled it from one end to another, with their uncleanness. Now, therefore, give not your daughters to their sons, neither to take their daughters to your sons, nor seek their peace or their wealth forever, that they may be strong and eat the good of the land, and leave it for an inheritance to your children forever. And after all that has come upon us for all the evil deeds, and for our great trespass, seeing that you, O God, had punished us less than our iniquities deserve, and has given us such deliverance as this, should we again break your commandments and join in communion with the people of these abominations? Would you not be angry with us till you have consumed us, so that there should be no remnant nor escaping? O Lord God of Israel, thou art righteous, for we remain yet escaped. As it is this day, behold, we are before you in our trespasses, for we cannot stand before you because of this. This is Ezra chapter 9. Give it a read. Intermarriage with pagans.
Thank you for joining our broadcast. Stay tuned for our next episode. If you like us, please share.